Today we have two very wonderful saints, of course. The one being a defender of the maternity of Our Lady. We read about that in the collect of today's Mass. St. Cyril of Alexandria defended the maternity of Our Lady against Nestorius, who, of course, denied it. I believe he was the one that stood up in the pulpit on Christmas night of all times and said that Mary is not the mother of God, denying the maternity of Our Lady, thus doing great dishonor to the Blessed Mother of God. And so he was the defender of that. And then we have St. Apollonia as well, also from Alexandria, during the time of the great persecutions against the church. And there were many martyrs at that time. But she was one. She was an elderly lady, a virgin, and she was brought before the tribunal. And there she was told to sacrifice to the pagan gods. And she, of course, denied. And she had all of her teeth beaten out of her mouth, first of all. And so she is actually the patroness of those with dental problems. So pray to her if you have any dental problems. But it was for that reason that she was made the patroness of that. But then, after her teeth were beaten out, she was dragged before a fire and once again told, if you don't sacrifice to the gods, you'll be burned alive. And she thought for a moment. She was silent, it says in the life of this saint. She was silent. And then all of a sudden, she jumped into the flames at an inspiration of the Holy Ghost and became a martyr for the faith. And it is said that there were so many people that were martyred in Alexandria that as the emperors or the governors or whoever, the persecutors, were torturing them, they noticed that the martyrs were going to their death with great joy in their hearts and on their faces. It was apparent to all, and all of these miracles and all of these triumphs and all of the humiliations too that the persecutors had to suffer. So eventually, so many of these Christians were triumphing that eventually the persecutors, just instead of torturing them, they would put them to death immediately so that they would not be humiliated anymore. But here's the lesson for today. As we're in the season called Septuagesima, and it's truly a preparation for a season of preparation. It's a preparation for Lent. And we should be thinking about all of our sacrifices that we'll be making during this season of Lent, getting our hearts ready, getting in gear for all of the fasting and the abstinence and the sacrifices that our Lord asks us to perform. But for that, we truly do need just a little bit of the fortitude and the courage of the martyrs, because really, we're overcoming the enemy. Just like the martyrs were overcoming their persecutors, their enemies, we, in a certain sense, are overcoming our enemy. That is, not just the devil and his temptations, but even more so, the flesh and fallen human nature. That's the purpose of Lent, really. It's to put the compass back. Yesterday I mentioned the spiritual GPS that we have to reset every now and again. When we take a turn too early or too late, we have to recalculate and get back on course. That is what Lent is all about. Getting things straight again, making good confessions, doing your spiritual reading, or how about making the resolution today of cultivating a greater devotion to Mary? People don't often think of doing something just as simple as that, a greater devotion to her. For the greater devotion you have to the Mother of God, the greater your chances of salvation. St. Alphonsus, by the way, I think I mentioned it here once before, he said that he feared for his salvation if he were to miss one rosary in his life. That's how important the rosary was to him, and that's how well he understood this devotion to Our Lady, that he feared for his salvation if he missed one rosary. So maybe that can be your resolution for this season of Lent. But whatever it is, remember to ask all the martyrs of our holy faith for a share in their fortitude to carry out your penances, not only perseveringly, but as you'll read on the Ash Wednesday Mass. Don't let it be known to others. Don't let it show on your face that you're suffering. But, as Saint Teresa always said, don't let any sacrifice escape, not even a look. That is, when you're performing your penances, be cheerful. Show a smile, and don't let it be known to others that you're truly suffering. Even if you are, offer it all up with a cheerful smile and with the fortitude of all of the martyrs, and of course, obviously, with the help of the intercession of our Blessed Mother in Heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.